Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, I'm going to give you my secrets for anti-aging, my secret supplements, my regimen. And, you know, I'm not the say-all, end-all, be-all, but I study a lot about what supplements are good for you in terms of longevity, in terms of maintaining your beauty, and more important even than beauty is health. I can't believe I'm saying that, but yes, health is important. I don't want to live a long, long life if I'm not fully functional. I don't want to become decrepit and break down, even though that process is happening. Supplements are one of the ways you can maintain vitality. And the aging process is a process of breakdown and repair. Your body is constantly exposed to oxidative damage from various factors like the sun, from the environment, from heat and cold, from your physical wear and tear, your actions, your inactions, the glycolation that happens when we eat too much glucose. These are the things that break us down. And the things that help maintain us are our building blocks, our amino acids, our peptides, our collagen repair mechanisms, our biostimulators. The things that kind of smooth things over are the supplements and antioxidants. These are the cofactors required for enzyme reactions. These are the important supplements that block the effect of ultraviolet, that reduce oxidative damage. And I think it's so important as part of your daily regimen. What are the things that I take? So I think number one, and you've heard this 1,000 times, to stop aging, use a mineral-based sunscreen. 90% of your skin aging is from the sun. It is so important to use sunscreen. And I have two. They both have mineral contents. Titanium dioxide is one of my favorites. And zinc oxide, of course, like surfer sunscreen. Remember, these bounce UV light rays right off the surface of the skin. They don't have to enter. When damaging ultraviolet rays enter the skin and interact with chemical sunscreens, there's that whole process of causing entryway damage and heat. Heat causes some of these enzymes to activate, which produce more melanin and pigmentation problems. So if you're prone to melasma or pigmentation issues, your sunscreen should be a mineral-based, zinc oxide-based sunscreen. And cover up with hat and glasses, reduce the time of bad sun exposure, the high peak hours of the day, of course, noontime. I'm always recommending that golden hour of sunrise and sunset. That is the time to bathe in the sun. The beneficial rays, the complex wavelengths that you get, that's the time to expose yourself for vitamin D exposure. Or sun your back, the unimportant real estate, right? We got to protect the good real estate. Use a physical sunscreen. And number two, think about antioxidants in your diet. So everything you eat should be the rainbow. The fruits and vegetables that God gives us on this planet, if you don't believe in God, that's okay, but they're here. And anything that's red, orange, yellow, blue, green, violet, these are the colors we need to eat. Highly pigmented foods have so much more polyphenols, and these are products that are going to help improve the DNA damage process. The cells undergo DNA damage as a consequence of aging, as a consequence of existing in this UV-rich environment, as a consequence of all the glucose that we eat and the glycolation that occurs. And when we reduce oxidative damage with antioxidants, we are doing ourselves a favor. The DNA repair mechanisms work better, and there is just less overall damage. I like curcumin. You guys know that this is one of the compounds that's found in turmeric. And it's an excellent root. Turmeric is found in the ground, very highly yellow pigment, and found in Indian food, a ton of it, Thai food, and lots of other foods. But turmeric has properties that reduce aging. And curcumin in particular has anti-cancer benefits. Some scientific studies have shown that curcumin and its originating compound can reduce the growth of head and neck cancer cells. This is incredible and such an easy antioxidant to take. If you've ever used turmeric, it's so easy to throw into your coffee or milk. A golden, latte is full of turmeric, and I drink turmeric water every morning. It's not the most delicious, but I'll drink it down with a teaspoon of turmeric, a squeeze of lemon, a sprinkle of pepper to activate the turmeric because that makes it highly potent. And that's my morning drink. It improves your joints. You will feel less joint inflammation. You'll feel overall less inflammatory. It's really good for digestion. And I highly recommend curcumin. Collagen. Collagen is a building block that I also take as a supplement daily. Collagen is the main protein of your skin, and it makes more than 75% of the foundation of the skin. I use my Internal Radiance powder. This collagen peptide powder is incredible, and I've seen such good gains in my hair density, the thickness of my fingernails, no more brittle nails, and just really nice, vibrant skin. I love a good collagen powder. I'm not buying crappy collagen powder like Vital Proteins, etc. I'm not slandering them, but I'm just saying that the amount of collagen peptides that's in your collagen powder needs to matter. Otherwise, people say that, oh, it just gets digested in your GI tract and gobbled up and turned into calories. That is true, but when you have more than 12.5 grams of collagen peptides per serving, the collagen peptides can spill over to the bloodstream, and it makes the body feel like there's a collagen breakdown process occurring. It imitates breakdown and thus stimulates repair. Splash this collagen powder into your morning coffee. So easy. It makes it more creamy and delicious, and it's going to improve your bone strength, your joint health, and skin elasticity. Many plastic surgeons have jumped on the bandwagon saying collagen powders don't work. That is not true. You can see a Cochrane review analysis of 19 studies that reviewed each of these studies. This is thousands of participants, and there is proven benefit with increased skin elasticity, texture, and tone changes, as well as bone density changes for people taking collagen peptides. For women, that's so important. We lose bone density so quickly as we age. We're not jumping and necessarily using resistance strength training as we should be. And people who took collagen supplements for 6 months showed 6% increase in hip bone density. That is important for aging. Coenzyme Q has wonderful antioxidant properties and can be found as an oral supplement. It protects your cells and boosts your energy production. I also am a big fan of magnesium and zinc as enzyme cofactors. Vitamin C, magnesium, and zinc are so important to power the reactions that, number one, repair collagen, number two, help cellular metabolism, number three, help your mitochondria. So those are three products that I take quite regularly. I love magnesium for its effect with sleep. It improves muscle cramping. It gives you a deeper, sounder, better sleep. Zinc and vitamin C is so good for the immune system, and the vitamin C being a collagen cofactor and a really powerful antioxidant, I recommend 1,000 milligrams daily for my dose and for yours. And you can also just find that in your fruits, your citrus, your strawberries, your bell peppers, various different fruits have a ton of that. EGCG. Epigallocatechin gallate. That's a mouthful. EGCG. That is a compound found in green tea, and green tea is such an easy way to get antioxidant benefit. Your skin loves topical green tea. It's going to reduce redness tendency and improve vibrance of the skin. It is anti-inflammatory, and it's a great source of energy. It's a low dose of caffeine if you're ingesting it orally and drinking green tea, and it's such a good diuretic and somewhat of a laxative. So drinking green tea throughout the day has been an Asian woman's secret for thousands of years, including in India and including in Asian culture. And I'm a big fan of green tea. It reduces your appetite. It's going to keep you nicely diuresed, gives you that little burst of energy without getting too wired, like too much Starbucks all day is getting me wired all the time. And the EGCG is one of the most potent antioxidants we can take. I am a big fan, and I think you should incorporate that into your regimen. I am also taking a multivitamin. I'm taking iron every day. When women have heavy menses or clotting, spotting, fibroids, we do not have enough iron. We are iron deprived our entire menstruating lives from the time we are 20 year old onward, and we don't eat nearly enough meat or iron in our diet to compensate for that. So I think one of the big reasons we have hair loss and changes of, anemia-related changes is due to iron deficiency. So taking an iron with a laxative, sometimes they can be constipating, very important for your overall health. Calcium is another tricky one because some people say excessive calcium supplementation can give you calcification of your arteries. I still recommend you take the recommended daily allowance of calcium. We don't drink enough milk, eat enough cheese, ice cream, and yogurt to compensate. And calcium is such an important part of many enzyme reactions. Important for energy and important for bone production. And bony changes are one of the biggest things that happen to our bodies as we age. So I'm a big fan of taking 1500 milligrams to 2000 milligrams daily of calcium. I also recommend, and I take every day, ginkgo biloba. That's excellent for mental stimulation, increased cerebral blood flow, and it does make me think better. It makes me more focused during the day. So I do love just my regular Costco ginkgo biloba. And I'm taking as well N-acetylcysteine, a potent antioxidant. It's about 600 milligrams twice daily. Love that for its powerful antioxidant benefit. And some mitochondrial boosters. NAD or NMR are excellent products which will improve your energy level, in addition to really giving you that boost of extra metabolism at the mitochondrial cellular level. I'm a big fan of NAD or NMN. These are derivatives of niacin, and we use these derivatives to generate nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide or nicotinamide mononucleotide. These are the byproducts, the precursors that make ATP in the cell. The powerhouse of the cell is the mitochondria. It produces ATP. As we age and we become tired, that is the one thing that plummets levels of NAD. And so replacement of that has been actually quite amazing. I've noticed some really nice changes. I can't tell you the specific manufacturer. I'm still researching a lot myself and trying different brands, but you might want to look into starting to supplement with things that improve your mitochondrial function. So there you have it. Ladies and gents, those are my top tips for supplements that I'm currently taking. And my schedule of supplements changes all the time. Sometimes I'm a really good girl and I'm taking all of them. And sometimes I am really not good and I abandon all the supplements. I'm an all or none person. What are you? You have to ask yourself that. I think it's okay to do a lot of supplements and periodically take a drug holiday. And that way I can kind of feel the effect of bringing them back on board, being off of them. It's important to understand your system and how it works. That's my philosophy anyway. I just hope that you're taking time to take care of yourselves. Everything we do is quite draining and taxing. Daily life, human life, every day's a battle, and you need to be powered for battle. So think about taking care of yourself. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. DRKAY. That's where you can find me doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. Definitely check out my vitamin C serum. Try the green tea products, like the triple shot is incredible. The green tea cleanser is great. I love my collagen powder. I know you're going to be a big fan. I want you guys to take good care of yourselves. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.